This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Adeline Cheung, and you're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. It's Mother's Day this weekend, and as such, we have designer and mother of two, Shazana Sukiman of Whimsical, on our show this week.
Because I feel like it's important to tell their stories, because I feel like most brands don't really tell stories. It's just a theme. So I wanted to do more, because I feel like for me to come up with a fashion brand, it has to be meaningful.
And after that, Florence Song, stylist at Zalora, and our very own BFMer, Othniel Ting, scout a potential gift for mums out there, romantic puff sleeve blouses.
It's one of those very versatile blouses that you could probably match with a lot of different things, and you could wear it to, you know, a whole variety of occasions. Like, you can wear it to work, you can wear it on the weekend, you can wear it out at night. So it's very versatile, and I would invest in it.
But before we get to that, let's speak to our style maker for this week, Shazana Sukiman. Some of you will be familiar with the brand Whimsical. They produce comfortable yet functional bajus that are wearable all year round. Minimal but not typical was the design mantra followed by Shazana, and with that philosophy, the brand designs timeless pieces for children of all ages. And more recently, Whimsical has expanded to include women. Shazana joins us this week as she talks about her most recent fashion show in collaboration with Fashion Valley, along her new collection for this coming Raya.
Whimsical was born in 2011 out of just, like you were saying, like a hobby. I took a little bit of time off from graduating. As I graduated, and I took some time off, and then I learned a few skills, and I picked up sewing, and I started to sew children's clothing and baby's accessories, and one thing led to another, and I started making all these designer quality kids' clothing, and I started releasing it for Hari Raya. And we launched it in 2011, and people were really like, they were really happy with the pieces for some reason, because there was like nothing else like it back then. So response was really good. So every season we started selling kids clothing, our demand got bigger and bigger. So in 2013 we launched a store, like a brick and mortar. Yeah, right? Like a brick and mortar store in 2013, and it took off from there. So yeah, that's how it is. And then year after year the demand got bigger. And it's just, I think because with Whimsical it grew organically through word of mouth. People were just really happy with the clothing and the quality and the values that we stood for, and that's how we grew to this day. Yep.
I know you have a background in architecture as well, right? I mean, why did you not pursue that line of work?
Because after I think I went into the second year and third year, I found that I do enjoy architecture, but it's just my heart was not really in it. So after I graduated, I knew for a fact that I don't want to pursue it. So that's why I took the time off to figure out what I really wanted to do. So in those period, that's where I picked up
sewing,
sewing, and yeah, so that's how things came out. Yeah.
So has learning in architecture helped in any design that you,
Oh my gosh, yes. I think because I don't have any background in fashion, and my background is actually in architecture, it helped me so much in how I design, in terms of how I design it, because I don't really just look at the design, I look at who I'm designing for. So what's like the symmetry of the clothing, is it proportioned? So in terms of how I design day to day, how I apply things day to day, is exactly how I did back then when I was doing architecture.
So no regrets during architecture?
No, no regrets. No regrets whatsoever.
Now, so I saw you had a fashion show recently showcasing your Rai collections at Publica, which you collaborated with Fashion Valley. So how did that turn out?
It was really overwhelming for us because it's the first time we actually had a fashion show, because Whimsical has always been like a kids wear brand. So when we launched our women's wear, we didn't expect it to be so well received, and then the fact that we were offered a fashion show. So yeah, so it was really good, and it was quite overwhelming and quite emotional for us, because the people that attended are those people that we had customers that have been buying from us for like 4 or 5 years, from and founding members and family members. So it was really emotional for us, and not just for me, it's like for everyone else as well.
Was that your first time collaborating with Fashion Valley?
Yes, yes. So this collection that we're going to launch together with Fashion Valley, our very first time, because after a few years, we've been talking back and forth, and finally we actually decided to move forward and partner up with Fashion Valet and launch like an exclusive line just for Fashion Valet.
Did it help your business, you know, when you collaborated with Fashion Valet, which is an online portal for shopping, right?
Yeah, like at first, because Whimsical has always been like a direct to consumer brand, but as we grew, we wanted to grow the community bigger. So when Fashion Valet approached us saying that we would love to partner up with you and help you grow your community. So it's not just like with Whimsical, we don't really just sell clothes. We're all about growing the community of the everyday girls, and we like to empower these girls. So the fact that they wanted to come in and partner up with us and help us grow the community, that was really, really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know you have two Raya collections. One collection you collaborated with Fashion Valet, another collection which is your own Raya collection.
Yeah.
So how different are these two Raya collections?
All right. So the thing is, it's our first time going on Fashion Valet. So we designed pieces that was like the essence of Whimsical. So to introduce to the new customers, to Fashion Valet's customers. So we design pieces that, you know what, if we were to come into the platform, we have to get the customer know this is who we are as a brand. So it was the essence of that Whimsical. It's like classic pieces, timeless pieces, that's like made to last and comfortable.
Are we talking about the traditional baju kurung and all?
Yeah, but with our baju kurung, it's something that you can wear day to day. So it's not just something that you wear on Hari Raya or on special occasions or on like weddings. So it's something that you can wear every day. That's why we have this term that we say everyday whimsical, because it's something that you can wear every day, and it's super comfortable, that once people love a piece, they would just probably like invest in like 3 to 4 colours.
So how many pieces do you have for your collaboration with Fashion Valet?
We have around 5 designs and they go up to 12 colourways, so they have around 12 designs with Fashion Valley.
In terms of colours, are you following the kind of Raya trend this year?
With us, we don't really go for trendy colours. We just try to make sure, because we sell timeless pieces, so it can't be trendy. But it has to look good, and not just for today, it has to look good for years to come. So we invest time and effort to look through like what colours would be really good for girls of like different age groups, different skin tones, so they need to check all those lists. So
I see. And what about your own designs, your own Raya collections?
Okay, with Whimsical, we have slightly bigger range because we wanted to cater to different personalities, different styles of like girls with different styles, because customers grew with us. Not everyone wants something just super simple. With Whimsical, we design everything to be purposeful, meaning everything needs to have a sense of purpose, meaning it has to cater to the everyday life, or if you're pregnant, you're not pregnant, you're nursing, if you're like skinny, or if you're like slightly bigger. So it's for everyone. So we design pieces to make sure every girl look good and feel good. So we know like not everybody wants something just super simple. Not everybody likes something that's super bold. So we done something for everyone.
I find your own Raya collections very interesting, because your clothes, instead of having generic names, you have an interesting name convention. They have the names of people. And one of the names you have is Azura, which is one of our fellow colleagues, you know, who have interviewed you before. And I know she's also avid customers of yours, right?
Yeah.
And were you inspired by her?
Yeah, but the thing is, with Whimsical, it's very personal to me, and it's very personal to a lot of like our customers as well. That's what they buy from us.
Right.
So when we wanted to design collection, it needs to have a purpose. So when we designed the pieces and wanted to name the pieces, we felt like, okay, so for this collection, because we dedicate it to everyday girls, so we said, who are the everyday girls that inspire us? And we named them, we named all the pieces after our first customers, the very, very first few customers, and the girls that inspire us every day to do better every single day.
Which is very meaningful, right?
Exactly. And we also have founding members, the one that the earliest, like those people that have been with us from day one. So there was me and there was another girl that came on board Whimsical, and I felt like the fact that they wanted to come in and work for me and work with me, along with me from day one, and just like believing in me. So that means something to me. So that's why I dedicated all this line to all these girls.
So how many names or how many pieces do you have for this collection?
It's 7 designs. So there are 7 different girls. So that was Sabrina. Sabrina is actually our very first customer ever in Whimsical. She contacted me on Facebook, I think back in 2010, saying that she wanted to have like a customized baby quilt for her best friend. So could you make one for me? So I said, of course. So I did that. So from there, she became like a regular customer and became that was like we formed a friendship from that. So yeah, so and then we have Azura. She was like one of our customers as well, and from there, she became our friend. She became a very strong Whimsicals advocate as well. So we felt like we value what she has to say and her input. And Amira, she was like the first girl that ever worked with Whimsicals, and she's my best friend. So yeah, it's like that.
Wow, that's very meaningful and thoughtful of you to have each collection named after them.
Yeah, right? Because I feel like it's important to tell their stories, because I feel like most brands don't really tell stories. It's just a theme. So I wanted to do more, because I feel like for me to come up with a fashion brand, it has to be meaningful.
So the names and the personality, they're all your friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in terms of the designs, do you design your bajus according to their personality, your friend's personality?
Yes. That's why when we went to the name, I'm like, this is very Azura. She's very great. She's very glamorous. But yeah, she's super playful. She's very graceful. Yes. So yeah, oh my God, this is so Azura. That's why we did it. So yeah.
So does this apply for just women's wear for Raya, or it's for little ones as well?
For the little ones as well. So it picked up the essence of the women version, and we apply it to the kids as well.
So how much has changed, you know, since your previous appearance on the show?
As a company, we grew slightly bigger, and then we wanted to do something meaningful. So I felt like, okay, with the kids wear, I wanted to do something comfortable that can stand the test of time, even for the kids. So they can, even when they outgrow the clothes will still be in good condition that they can pass it down, and they can pass it down to their brothers and sisters, or they can wear it for a very long time. So as I got older, year after year, I felt like I wanted to do more. So from these customers that was really, really happy with the kids' clothes, they wanted something for themselves as well. So I thought like, I don't do women's wear. I don't really know how to do women. I don't come from fashion background, so I don't really know first thing about running like a women's wear brand. So I thought I'd made my own clothes. I designed my own clothes for myself, because I don't really see anything else out there that I like personally for myself. So I thought, you know what, customers has been asking me for the bigger version of these clothes that we make, and the ones that I wear for myself, I thought, okay, let's just try it out. So we did last year, and the response was so overwhelming that everything got sold out matter of days. So I thought like, okay, now what? Like, everything got sold out, what are we supposed to do? So from there, we learned from a mistake. It was the first time releasing women's wear lines. So,
well, was that the biggest challenge for you? I mean, designing for little ones and then designing for adults. Was that the biggest challenge for you?
It is, because we have different needs. And kids, they have completely different needs. They, like, for kids, it's not just the design. It's comfort first. So that's why with women's wear, I make sure that, okay, I want something that look good, but I don't want to spend so much time worrying about clothes, but I still want to look good and I still want to be comfortable, because I have like a company to run and I have children. I don't have time to be worrying about clothes. So we make sure the clothes are easy. They're fast fit. You don't have to worry about figuring out what to wear in the morning. It's just that you know you can trust them. It'll make you look good at all times.
So when you first started, do you think that your designs has changed compared to now?
Yes, because when we designed the kids wear brand, it's like mostly we have to make sure the designs are practical for the kids. So when we design for women's wear, for the women, we make sure that it's still practical, it's timeless.
Right.
And it's just that it's something that we can't be too playful with it, because kids wear can go all out and be playful with it. So with women's wear, because I know I wanted something that I can still wear for years to come. I mean, I used to be such an avid shopper. Like, I buy so much. And as I grow older, I'm like, you know what? I have so much clothes, but yet I have this difficulty of figuring out what to wear in the morning.
I have the same problem
exactly.
as you.
Exactly. So I said, like, you know what? Because I know we keep on going back to our old favorites. So I was like, I make sure so... This year, we felt like, you know what? Everything that we do, we need to produce old favorites so that we keep on going back to it, so we don't have to worry about buying clothes over and over and don't wear it the next month.
So what kind of fabrics do you use mostly?
We use a lot of cottons, we use a lot of linens and viscose, and we do work with poly blends as well, because some of like those poly blends, they're very comfortable. So the whole point of us is to make sure that the fabrics are comfortable and it's durable as well. That's why it takes a very long time for us to source fabrics as well.
And then as a mother of two children, has their input been important to your designs then?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have kids to juggle. Now I have two. I have like a 7-year-old. I have a 1-year-old. I know how stressful it can be being with them and like sending them to school and picking them up from school and send them drop off here and there, and then managing them, having to carry them and go to work. I know my clothes needs to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I'm not cranky. If the clothes are not comfy, you'll get cranky.
Yeah, same goes to me. Exactly. I agree.
So even the children, if they're wearing something that's uncomfortable, they get cranky.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that person. I need to make sure, okay, I run a company. I need to make sure I look presentable, well put together, but I need to make sure it's comfortable.
So do you choose their outfit or do they choose it themselves?
I used to choose it, but I'm at a point because I have a 7-year-old. He wants to decide what to wear. I'm like, go for it. I just, like, you pick your battle. You know? I don't want to get into it.
But do you have a say, you know, when you see whatever he's wearing, it's not that matchy or it's not
I would say that because children, they're learning. Like, I would advise them, like, Raouf, this is not what you wear when you go to this place. You have to be appropriate.
Right.
So sometimes he would listen, sometimes he doesn't. So, yeah.
So last year, 2017, you made the move to include women's clothing into your line of clothing. Now, what prompted developing clothes for this new demographic?
We went into it because we were asked to. It's not something, oh, you know what, that's actually a really interesting field to go into. No, we didn't do that. So we wanted to make sure we designed something because there was a need. So when we tested the market by launching last year with a few run, it did really well. That means to me, that was like, okay, there's something here. Because people really, they were like really fond of the designs. We're doing something right. So that means we're addressing a need as opposed to just selling something for the sake of it.
Yeah.
So that's why, yeah.
There's no point selling something for the sake of it, right? And
yeah,
nobody wants to buy it.
Yeah, that's right.
So I believe your reception for your women's wear is really, really good, right?
Yeah, I'm grateful. Like, I'm really grateful. That's why I said we grew because of our customers. They help us grow. They help us grow. And they're the ones out there selling our clothes. Because when they're happy, they go out and tell
word
so
of mouth, right?
Nice things about us. I felt like, oh my gosh, like Whimsical, we managed to grow this group of customers that are just so kind and so thoughtful. So we say, how do you market your brand? Our customers, they market our brand.
You've also been teasing the hashtag EatGirl, you know, on your Instagram for something coming in May 2018, which is this month.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell us anything about this upcoming project?
With EatGirl, it goes back to the idea of Whimsical. We produce designs to the everyday girl. We're saying that, you know, people usually have this association of EatGirl within EatGirl to like fashionistas and social, like all these fashion girls. I'm saying, you know what? EatGirls can be for everyone. It's just like how you present yourself. So that's why we named the Eat Collection EatGirl, because we say, like, you know what? The everyday girl, we're all EatGirls. Like, that's what I say.
Now, as Raya is approaching, it's always nice to have a theme color set for your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you have for kids and then for women's collection as well, are there any plans to do a family colored theme, you know, for Raya? Perhaps, you know, whimsy men.
Okay, I know for a fact that I did mention something to my business partner, my husband. I was like, do you think we need menswear? He said, you know what, babe, men don't shop. And I agree, he doesn't shop.
There are men who shop.
I'm sure there are men that shop, but we don't have that many demographic yet. In terms of the volume, we don't have that many. So unless something
launch
changes,
it online,
yeah,
men
something
can shop it online.
Yeah, and this, like, if we have enough demand for it, maybe we'll consider it in the future. Like when I told, like, I think I mentioned years ago, we'll never do women's wear, and here we are.
Never say never,
never,
right?
Never say never. So yeah,
I never know. I mean, maybe try doing a small collection.
Yeah,
and
we're
see
probably
what's the demand
doing
like,
a capsule.
Right?
We'll consider that in the future. We'll see how things go. Yeah,
well, I'm sure we all look forward to it, right? That was Shazana Sukiman, founder of children and women's wear brand Whimsical. Stay tuned because coming up next is Florence Song, style lead at Zalora, and Othniel Ting as they talk about the spring 2018 trend of romantic puff sleeve blouses. But before that, here's one of my favorite Mother's Day song. It's Boys to Men with A Song for Mama. This is Stylefile and I'm Madeline Chung on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9 is Adeline Chung on Stylefile. Now, if you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now, Florence Song, style lead at Zalora, is here with us, as well as BFM's own Othniel Ting, talk to us about something you could get your own mother this weekend, romantic puff sleeve blouses. Now, this trend has been making waves on social media, as we all know. While puff sleeves made a small impact last year, they look set to take over in much grander style this season. It's a more Victorian kind of look. What do you guys think?
I think it looks like a couple going for their honeymoon in Greece, maybe with a straw bag, maybe with some nice straw hats as well.
It's very romantic, and it's a very feminine and ladylike kind of silhouette that's coming back.
But I can tell you're like a romantic kind of girl.
I really like the vintage appeal. I wouldn't say I'm a romantic, but I like the vintage appeal. Mm-hmm. It just looks like something that you'd see being sold on like the streets of Italy or France, and that you buy from like the grandmother who probably like hand sewn it. Yeah.
I mean, as we all know, romantic blouses emphasize femininity and the puffy sleeves even more so. You know, so why do you think it's romantic?
I think it has to do with, like you mentioned, the Victorian kind of silhouette with like the puff sleeves, the dramatic puff sleeves, the low scoop neck, the dainty ties that come with it that reveal just a little bit of skin, and then some even come with like exposed shoulders if it's like an off-shoulder silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but usually they're really simple, comfy pieces that you can just wear with pretty much everything, like jeans or even like sneakers and sandals and flats.
And earlier on, me and Othnia, we were talking about where can we wear puffy sleeves to, and I know we're just, you know, imagine yourself walking into Warung or Mamak, you know, with your puffy sleeves top. With big puffy sleeves, you know, would get on.
They're not overly exaggerated. It's just like a very slight, subtle kind of puff sleeves. It's not like crazy, like Jacquemus kind of like puffy sleeves. Yeah.
But when it comes to the sleeves, there are a few lengths, right? That's the long long one and the short one as well. So we were just discussing, if it's too long, it might be a bit difficult, you know, to take something. Then you might the kuah a bit.
Yeah, that's when you're in Malaysia, right?
Yeah. But
maybe you're in Europe or maybe...
Or Greece, somewhere more romantic.
Somewhere more... You're not going to have curries or anything. You're going to have like pastas and wine.
Tapas.
Now, I know that the blouses can have a look anywhere between Victorian styles or 80s-inspired looks, right?
Yep.
So how can one pull off a romantic puff sleeves top? How would you style it?
I mean, a puff sleeve top in cotton or poplin materials is the easiest way to try out this bold trend. I mean, the material keeps it looking really casual, so you can either dress it down with your favorite distressed jeans, denim cutoffs, or leather slides for contrast. My favorite way to wear it is with white legged paperback trousers, so that looks really good. And I mean, you could also pair it with floor skimming skirts to, you know, take that femininity up a notch, or, you know, take a tough love approach and, you know, wear it with like leather pants as well.
I read an article somewhere that there are five ways that you can dress elegantly, you know, despite effortlessly, you know.
Yeah.
So in terms of materials, materials is one of the factors.
Yes.
So what kind of materials are we looking at in terms of puff sleeve blouses?
The most popular ones right now is the cotton or the poplin ones, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Very casual, like almost like you're going on a picnic or to the beach. But if you like something a bit more luxe, you can go with like the satin or silk ones as well.
Do you think if one is voluptuous, you know, can pull off this trend?
Yes, it's about proportion. It comes in a variety of cuts, so it's just about finding the perfect cut for your body shape as well.
Right. And where can we get puffy blouses but not too puffy tops on high street?
High street?
At a reasonable price.
Of course. Right now in stores, like puff sleeve blouses are all the rage. So you can get them from anywhere from like, you know, Topshop, like polka dotted ones, to like, you know, Bershka, Mango, or even online on Instagram, you can get it from like Maison Cleo.
And finally, do you think you would invest in it?
Of course. It's one of those very versatile blouses that you could probably match with a lot of different things, and you could wear it to, you know, a whole variety of occasions. Like you can wear it to work, you can wear it on the weekend, you can wear it out at night. So it's very versatile, and I would invest in it.
And you, Arthur, do you think you would invest in it?
Oh, well, I think it looks good on the ladies, so I might invest.
Would you buy this
for your
girlfriend?
It was a bit of a trick question at first, so I was like, oh, I like the look, but it's got to be... I prefer the short one, not the long sleeve one, because I'll be worried, you know.
Too dramatic.
Yeah, like, we do live in Malaysia, right? So when it comes to food, we don't want the kuah and the sauce, you know, be it Chinese food or Indian
food. That's not a good look.
Yeah, that's not a good look, yeah.
So that was Florence Song of Zalora and Othnia Ting with the latest on the trend of romantic puff sleeve blouses. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and give us some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. You can also catch the repeat of the show on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or you can listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now, before I end the show, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. Just want to remind you all that mothers don't just have to be the woman who gave birth to you. They can be the woman who is there for you and guides you in life. And with that, here's Spice Girls with Mama. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.